February 2nd, always Groundhog Day. It's Friday this year. You can experience the legend, as it says on the website, for Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Let's talk with one of Phil's handlers. A.J. DeRoom joins us this morning. Good morning, A.J. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, you guys got Groundhog on Friday, Groundhog Day, but this past weekend as well, you've had a lot of activity. So this has becomes an extended celebration with Punxsutawney, Phil, does it not?
It really has, yeah. We honestly pretty much, the Inner Circle guys pretty much block off all of their calendar in January. It takes up most of our time this month, and it is really year-round for us, really. But, yeah, January's absolutely crazy.
When do you dust off the hat and the suit and get ready for the big event?
Well, my hat pretty much rides around on the back seat of my pickup truck. I wear it pretty often, being one of Phil's handlers. That job, like I said, it's sort of never ending. We do a lot of appearances throughout the year, and lots, school visits, people coming in that they want to meet Phil. So it never gets dusted off. Unfortunately, it's always clean just from constant wear.
AJ, obviously Phil is a celebrity. In that relatively small town, are you a celebrity as well because you have a close connection?
Well, I am lucky enough to be around Phil, but I'm kind of like, I would be similar to, say, like the guy that like sets the mics up for the president when he gives the presidential address or something like that. I'm not famous, but I happen to hang around with famous people.
You're always within arm's length of Phil, though, I would assume, probably.
That's right, yeah. If I'm any more than an arm's length away from him, then I'm in trouble because he's running off somewhere else.
How fast can Phil move, if you give us a little insight into sort of his day-to-day as well?
Well, he is pretty quick. I mean, groundhogs have, they're not a predator, but they're by design built to escape from getting eaten by whatever else is hunting after them. But I mean, they can't go like 30 miles an hour or anything like that. Their feet or their legs are only about maybe 5 inches long, maybe 4 inches long. And they've got kind of a big belly that almost drags on the ground. So they're not super fast. Their idea is get to my hole as quick as possible.
Is it ever difficult when you take him from his stump? He puts up a fuss or whatever. Are groundhogs strong?
They actually are very strong. I mean, they dig, their burrows are, you think of maybe a groundhog burrow as just being a little hole in the ground, but they're actually pretty significant. They can dig down, and then dig out as much as even like 100 feet. And they have different rooms down there and stuff, and they move a significant amount of dirt. I forget what there's a number that I had read at one point that was the amount of weight, and it's pretty significant, the amount of dirt that they push out of there. But, getting him out of his stump on February 2nd, this will actually be my first year doing that. I became handler last year on February 3rd. So I have picked Phil up a lot, but not out of his stump. Now, I do know, even from his burrow where he lives on a day-to-day basis, you go in sometimes and he's, just calm as a clam and can't wait to get picked up and hang out with you. And there's other times where it is the last thing on his mind, and you have to do a little more coercion to get him out. But he, for the most part, once you get him up in the air, he's pretty happy to be held.
So. Well, do you have to practice that sort of thing where you don't want to pull a shoulder muscle when you're lifting him up and showing him to the crowd because everybody, well, even to the back row, wants to see him?
Yeah, you definitely have to. I haven't really practiced picking him up and holding him up in the air. I have an idea, I guess. And we have a 5-pound Pomeranian, and I have held him up a couple times like that and said, well, this is what I'll do it like. But as far as Phil goes, the most practice you need to do if you are a groundhog handler, I would say, is just from holding him every couple days or every day, you do build this bond. They're like a one-man dog. They don't, they learn your scent and they learn your breathing patterns and the way that you would pick them up. They get comfortable with that. And when I say comfortable, that's putting it pretty lightly. A groundhog being comfortable with that is just on the edge of saying, I don't really want you to do this, but I'll tolerate it. So.
AJ, I attended one of your events quite a few years ago. I believe it was on a Thursday, but this one here will be on a Friday. What kind of crowd can you expect for the weekend?
I'll tell you what, it's really, we were talking earlier, maybe in December at a meeting, and we thought, well, this will be Friday. It'll really start gearing up next year when it's on a Saturday. And I kind of said to the guys, I said, look, last year when it was on Thursday, I had no people come stay with me. My family didn't come into town. It was just, it doesn't work as well for people in the middle of the week. And I said, this year I have, what was it at that point? I had 24 people coming and staying with me or with other family in the area. And so I said, if that's any indication, I think this year is going to be pretty big. And it has been shaping up to be quite big. So we're excited.
I've also noticed that Phil's expanded his sort of endorsements, as you might say. I see that he's done cooking demonstrations. And is it new this year for his the whiskey? Or what is that he has, the alcoholic beverage that Phil's involved
with? Yeah. There's a micro distillery down in Pittsburgh called Wiggle Whiskey. And they contacted us and were interested in doing a collaboration where Phil would have his own whiskey. So we liked the idea. Phil liked the idea. And we went ahead and did a whiskey with them called Phil's Shadow. Now, it'll be available next year in state stores in Pennsylvania. And also, they have distribution, I forget what it is, maybe in about, say, 24 states or so. So it'll be out a little bit broader next year. It was kind of a new thing this year, so we wanted to take it easy. They wanted to take it easy. So they put did a barrel. Well, that barrel sold. We'll have some available on Groundhog Day, but there wasn't even enough to put it in the liquor stores in Pennsylvania. So reception was good.
Well, obviously, Phil keeps in contact with his Groundhog Club. The kids have that. There's the Instagram, social media as well. So it's grown quite a bit over the years. And can you give us any insight what might happen when people come out this weekend?
Well, you mean as far as what Phil's going to say or what they might expect when they come to Punxsutawney?
I know you can't tell me what Phil's going to say because that's why we wait till Groundhog Day.
Exactly, yeah.
But you've got...
Yeah, he keeps pretty tight-toothed on that prognostication. But, yeah, people that are coming to town, you know, they can expect to have it's a pretty action-packed weekend. There's a lot of stuff that goes on. And, you know, it is unique and different. I mean, I can't imagine coming to this, and I've been doing this all my life, but I can't imagine coming to this this festival and knowing what to expect. There's really no way. You can watch it on, you know, there's lots of clips on YouTube, and we've done some documentaries. Discovery Channel did one last year. I think they're going to air it again. It's actually on Animal Planet. It'll air early in the morning on Groundhog Day this year. But, you know, you really can't know what it is until you come here and experience it yourself. You basically get to come to this little town, typical small town, Pennsylvania, you know, Appalachian small town. And, our claim to fame is Groundhog Day. It does not generate insane commerce for the town or anything like that. It puts us on the map, and it gives people all over the world a reason to come to Punxsutawney and kind of be a local for a couple of days, which is, you know, you don't get that everywhere. So it's a pretty unique and fun little holiday.
Well, we appreciate you spending a little bit of your morning with us. I know you'll be up bright and early on. What time do you get up on Groundhog Day?
Well, usually I am on the knob by 2:30 or 3 o'clock in the morning. So I haven't figured out exactly when I'm going to go to bed yet. That's always the question. Getting up is easy. So when am I going to get to bed for an hour or two before I go back and hit this hard again? So the goal is to not mentally shut down before, say, like 5 or 6 o'clock on February 2nd.
Well, once the music, the crowd shows up and the lights come on, everybody's ready for an exciting day. And Groundhog Day coming up on Friday, we usually try to get a chance to put it here live on the air through the different sources as well, and we'll probably do it again this year. AJ, we appreciate your time this morning, and good luck with Phil.
Yep, good talking to you. Thanks.